There. So I'm guessing your day was...
Mom, I just don't get it. I just don't understand why all this is happening.
Okay, slow down. What's going on?
Ever since Grandpa died, I've had all these questions. I mean, he was a great Christian man who really loved God, and he still got cancer. And even though he did everything right and everyone was praying for him, Grandpa still died. If there really is a God, why would he let something like that happen?
Gabe, there are lots of reasons why God does what he does. He loves us, and he knows what's best for us.
Some of my friends have been through the same thing and have the same questions. Take Lizzie, for example. Her parents are getting a divorce. We've known their family forever. Why would God let something like that happen? I mean, it really makes me start to question things. I know there is a God. You've always told me that. But is God really alive and active now?
Let's start with the fact that God is not dead. I have an idea. How about inviting your friends to come over and we'll take a field trip? We'll see if we can answer those questions.
Oh, Mom, really? I don't want all my friends to know I have questions about God.
Everyone has questions, Gabe. Asking questions helps us to understand God. Your friends have questions, too. God wants us to know him. He wants us to understand why we believe what we believe.
Well, I do believe in God, but with all this stuff going on around me, I question if God is really there. So God's not dead? How do we know?
You want answers? Let's go find them.